Hi there. Happy Friday and welcome to Divine Connections. You're here with Lynn, Sue, and Jessica, and we are the Divine Connections team. We'll give our information at the end of the show, but anyway, we're so glad that if you tuned in, you're going to maybe call in and get a mini reading, and we'll talk about our topic for tonight, which is self-healing. So, boy, if people can harness that, not even harness it, but trust that energy, how many people would be off, you know, the medications and stuff that they're taking, and there's such a chain reaction with some of these things that, man, the body in its natural state is healthy. Yeah. Health is our natural state. Sue and Jessica, what do you think? Throw it out there, your feelings about self-healing. How do you go about it, you know?
Okay.
Go ahead, Jess.
I was thinking a lot about self-healing because, you know, we're all usually going through a form of healing in some, you know, some shape or form. And I believe that self-healing, you know, refers to the things that you can do to help cause your internal system to function better. And, you know, I believe, like, the self-healing modalities, too, are, you know, can help you even faster or more thoroughly. I believe that, like, self-healing involves behaving wisely, tuning in to the, you know, true needs of your body, mind, and spirit, and soul, to make wise choices. You know, like, a lot of self-healing ways of doing that we hear a lot of is, you know, choosing to eat right or exercise, you know, just making better choices for yourself every day. And being an empathic healer myself, I think, you know, I don't know about you guys, but it seems like healing is a never-ending journey at times. You know,
yes.
It seems like it could be a never-ending. You're always on the journey of healing. And for me, yeah, I think for me, you know, my healing started in 2012, and I began to just use the healing energy from my, you know, we all have that. We all have the ability to heal ourselves. But I would begin, like, from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet, and I would use my hands. And it got to the point where it was really, really, really healthy. And I could feel a complete difference. If there was something, you know, painful in my own body, you know, I'm speaking physically now, I would usually just lay my hand right over that section and, you know, work at it a little bit each day. But I also believe that self-healing is completely tailored to the individual. So, like, what works for me may not work for, you know, another person. But I love the topic of self-healing because we have the ability to, you know what I mean? And a lot of people reach for outside sources because at times we don't know how to heal ourselves. So I just get so interested in the topic of self-healing. And, like, you know, I'm not 100% healed myself. I'm always working on self-healing. I think it's more of a discipline as well for myself.
Absolutely.
It's a daily discipline. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a habit that you form, too. The phrase course correction, constant small course corrections, you know.
Yes.
And as you say,
yes,
you pay attention to your body. And again, the healing that is emotional is kind of the same technique too, because we're all kicked in the wazoo with something in life. Like, you just can't avoid it. And how we get over that hurt, holding on to hurts and stuff that bugs us, it backs up. Yeah, backs up, and it smells like garbage in your sacred space, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Go for it, Sue. You know a lot about this subject, I think. You know, you've been through some pretty scary challenges as well.
Yeah. Oh, haven't we all? All healing, yes. All healing, it doesn't matter if it's self-healing, healing from others with a doctor, with medication, all of it begins with us. If we are not positive, if we are not in the right frame of mind, nothing is going to work. You can take 50,000 prescriptions. You can take every single natural substance there is out there. You can go to every shaman, every healer, every witch doctor, whatever. Nothing is going to work until you get yourself in a positive frame of mind. And whatever it
is.
And right now, I can tell you I am definitely, definitely struggling myself with this.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of health issues going on. And it's very hard when you're in the throes of something to stay positive. But we have to fight and keep looking for whatever it is. I have to stay here. I have my children. I have 17 grandchildren and 7 great-grandchildren. I have my cats. I can't go anyplace yet.
Absolutely.
I need to be here. So whatever it is, the smallest thing, if it's your rose garden, if it's your herb garden, if it's needing to vacuum your house, whatever it is, you find a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You find something that's going to keep you going, something that's a goal. And
absolutely.
Spend time for
yes.
yourself.
Mm.
We all wear ourselves so thin taking care of other people that we neglect ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
And me time is the most important time there is. You have to take time for yourself. If it's a 5-minute meditation, if it's a walk around the yard, whatever it is, reading a book, a chapter in a book, whatever. Take time for you. Find things that keep you positive. Call on your angels, call on your spirit team, meditate, whatever you can do to keep yourself going and to keep your mind positive. Talk to God. You don't need anybody in between. Just sit down and have a conversation with God. Hey, God, it's me again. This is what's going on. I need your help. You don't need any fancies, these, thous, those, thuses, and all it. Just talk. The same way you talk to your angels and your guides.
Yep.
To just be positive, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And like Sue's saying, it's, you know, it could be, it's so individual. It's tailored to each individual. But I found gardening very, very relaxing. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're touching the earth for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, grounding. I just wanted to ask you guys, sort of jumping in, have you seen the movie Soul? It's a Disney flick.
I have not yet, but it sounds amazing.
It is freaking amazing. Just thinking of self-healing, like, and having a purpose. It's just a beautiful movie, and if you can get a chance to watch it, I was, like, weeping at the end of it because it's, like, talking about how to really, really appreciate life and, you know, why are we here, you know? So if you get a chance to watch it, I'm going to see if I can give you guys the link to it, but it's just a brilliant, brilliant movie, and it's quite well done. But I was thinking, too, that one of the things we've got to be careful and really aware of when we're feeling emotionally broken, this is like emotional healing, watch out for those things that get you. Like, so if you're a caregiving type and you pull back your energy and you're made to feel guilty, that can really spoil any self-care time you're trying to take, right? Because you're like, I feel so guilty because I'm not doing this for, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And guilt, shame, all those fear-based emotions. You've got to really be careful about the company you keep. If you are finding yourself around people who want to manipulate by making you feel guilty. It's just bringing to mind this woman who was, I think, on Montel Williams years ago, talking about people who, you know, find themselves getting exploited by family members and whatnot. And this woman gets up. She's the nicest lady. She's endlessly babysitting and grocery shopping for her son and daughter-in-law. And she says, you know, just because I'm willing to help out doesn't mean I want to be taken advantage of. You know, I remember, yeah,
right.
Go. Exactly. And so sometimes you have to sort of stop. Yeah, because you can make yourself ill by not dealing with, because you keep giving, deplete your energy.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some resentment. It's your body or it's your mind's way of saying, hey, enough. Watch out those, the guilt that people lay on you sometimes. And usually it's you laying your own guilt on you because you've been taught that you owe the world this or you owe this to, no, your mental health is of power. It's more important than anything because you can't help others if you're, losing your marbles yourself. So,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. A physical health, it's really hard, I think, for some people to connect. They get that sort of the mind. So what you eat, you are what you eat sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you – yeah. The thing is it's changing – those old bad habits and being aware of observing your body. How does it feel
mm-hmm.
when I do this to it? Like you can eat a bag of chips and wow, fabulous. And then after you're like, oh, I don't feel so good. So you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I speak from experience. I'm terrible, around salty
things.
Oh,
me too.
Like I have to keep them out of the house. But salt is actually something that people crave. And it helps with depression, believe it or not. I'm not saying go out and eat a bag of salt, use your sense. But the thing is, a little salt can help elevate your mood. And,
people will go on these fad diets where they cut out all salt and all fats and all this and all that. And our body actually needs salt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
function. Not yeah. massive quantities, but we do need the salt and the sodium to function. We need fat to function.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What keeps your muscles going and your joints and your bones.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like you were saying, be reasonable. You know, if you want a piece of cake, eat a piece of cake. Don't eat the whole cake.
Yeah.
But
well, you
pay
can
attention.
Eat anything.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You can eat anything you want. It's the quantities that you've got to watch, right?
Right.
And
right.
that's yep. yeah, where we... But I do remember when I was in my 20s, I remember eating an entire chocolate cake. I don't know why. I don't remember why. But it's just like, oh, this is so good. And like, I'm like, whoa. And, I don't know. I couldn't do that now. I wouldn't do that now. But it seemed like a good idea at the time. I wonder, sometimes if we're craving like candy and stuff like that, maybe your body just needs a little sugar, a little fruit or, something like that. But ask your body what it's asking for. And very often we tend to overeat. So the body loses its ability to send the signal of, that's enough. And I also say, too, if you're going to eat, for comfort or whatever, eat something good. Don't go and get like crappy cookies at the dollar store. Eat something really nice and enjoy it and make a ritual of it, because
mm-hmm.
feeling, you're going to make a junky body if you just keep sticking junk in it. Sorry.
I like that thing. Junky body if you put junk.
What goes in tends to be the result. You tend to sort of as they say, you are what you eat, and habits are like small changes, constant small improvements, and
mm-hmm.
Can get to where you are. But self-healing, it does start with the self, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
And you can
that
actually
reach out.
That positive
frame of mind.
I know, you're right, Sue. It's
mm-hmm.
like what Einstein said about energy, like everything is energy, and our thoughts create energy. And I keep going back to Wayne Dyer, and he had leukemia at one point. And he used his mind to cure himself. You can read that. Just type, Wayne Dyer, self-healing leukemia. You can type that in and get the story. And he just, the thing is, we are capable of, like, amazing, amazing healing. If the body's given half a chance. Yeah. One rule to follow, I think, is never give the body more than it can handle. You know, so.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Because it will self-heal. And that's the thing. These units are miraculous, you know. Phew. So.
There's a herbal doctor out there, too. Her name is Dr. Nicole Apelian.
Okay.
And she has MS. She was on all the prescriptions, doing everything the doctors told her to do, and she was bedridden.
Wow.
And she laid in bed in excruciating pain, and she said, I don't want this life. And she really started studying the herbs and everything natural, and she is a strong, functioning woman. She even did the TV show alone. Where she was, they drop you out in the middle of nowhere, and you have to survive on what you brought in your pack and in nature. And I believe she lasted 21 days. I could be mistaken on how long before she had to be medically tapped out because she had a severe attack because she didn't have her herbals and everything that she needed.
Wow. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Oh. I was also going to add, though, too, that our bodies really do, if we give our bodies a little bit of a break, they really do regenerate themselves. One thing that I had done for my birthday this year that had just passed here in May, I made it a vow to stop, you know, even social drinking, you know, just stop social drinking, stuff like that, to give my liver a break for at least a year. And what I had read is that the liver is such an amazing organ of the body. It rejuvenates and it completely rejuvenates itself from any type of, alcohol damage or anything like that, from just years of, whatever, partying, social drinking, whatever. And it only takes 5 to 6 weeks for the liver, the organ itself, to regenerate itself, to be in working, good working condition.
Yeah,
I was reading all about it. I thought it was so amazing. So
That's
kind of what I've tackled, for my birthday, that, you always have friends or whatever. We'll go out and, they'll have a cocktail or whatever. But to completely cut it out completely, your liver will regenerate itself after 6 weeks. Really amazing.
Wow. That's amazing. That's fantastic. Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. You just have to, if you want to have a sense of wonder, just look at the body you're living in every single day, no matter what shape it is in. Yeah, because I know one of our callers tonight that's in the lineup is somebody who is in a very, very bad state physically. And she suffered a series of setbacks, and then she got COVID on top of it. So this person is we'll be talking to her later, but technically a lot of people wouldn't have survived it. So there's some reason the will to live is so strong in some people that you can't take them out with, you cannot take them out with anything. And I do, like my own belief system tells me that we have a spirit team that goes with us through this earthly journey, and you can turn to them. Yeah. You can turn to them and ask for help with healing. You can ask for them to help with anything and then let them do their work and believe it. There are miracles to be had by inviting the help from your spirit team. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny.
Our bodies are amazing.
Yep. you treat them nice, they'll treat you nice. And healing, I always hate it when medical professionals say, well, this is your diagnosis and this is what, you know, how can they predict for you? You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like you don't know who you're dealing with, and that diagnosis is not going to, you know, I'm going to prove you wrong. And this is one of our callers. She's proving her therapist's wrong when they say, you'll never walk again. She's like, just watch me. So,
what an amazing spirit.
Yeah, well, we'll be talking to Constance very shortly. But anyway, she's a living example of how you can kick back and, you know, say, pooey. Or what is her dad says? Her dad says, pooey in the face of, you know.
Yeah,
he's just not having it.
Go through.
Yeah.
Go through breast cancer surgery, emergency gallbladder surgery, 2 heart attacks in less than 3 years.
Holy snappers, that's terrible. Poor
and
Sue,
then,
I know, when you lift
oh
it like
goodness.
That. And yet.
And then think everything's starting to go well and then get COVID too.
Yeah, you got COVID too. Oh, good Lord. Are you a long hauler? So you're suffering all kinds of, oh my goodness. All right.
Yes.
Oh dear, 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 dear. Well, you know what you can do too, alongside self-healing is we can send energy to people.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're a Reiki practitioner or a Sekhem practitioner, one of those modalities, it always helps. I just sent, someone I just did a reading with sent her, it's a show called Paranormal Witness, where this woman, Nancy Weber, she's a really well-known medium. She proved that you can actually remotely influence people. They actually got a serial killer to turn himself in by using a psychic circle and focusing on this guy. Season 3, episode 14, if you want to read the synopsis, but it's really, really cool.
That's amazing.
We're in a place of miracles and wonders if we only let ourselves see it, and the healing energy is available if we just allow ourselves to receive it. It's, you know, we're so lucky, and I think our big challenge is to make sure that we pay attention and live in gratitude for everything we've got rather than focus. Yeah, because look at you, Sue. You have every reason to go, I don't want to live anymore. I'm achy and tired and I'm always getting sick. But no, you go around kicking butt, learning new things. And you're one of the people I admire. And look, and Jessica and Jaden, too. Thanks. Like, Jessica's been through, you know what I mean? Like, it's instead of going, why me? She turns around and helps a huge number of people with the group. Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. So it really is your attitude. Anyway, shall we walk on with our... Oh, hey, I mean it.
Absolutely.
I think it's awesome.
Thank you.
So we got... Oh, there you go, kids. All right, so Kimberly's been waiting patiently. Hi, Kimberly. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hi. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hello, welcome,
Hi.
Kimberly. How are you?
I'm well. How are y'all?
Good. Did you want to contribute anything to the topic, or did you want to ask a question? Whatever you would like to do, just let her rip.
I love the conversation, and I wanted to add that I love the movie Soul as well.
You saw it? Didn't it just blow you away?
Yes. Yes, it did. I loved even the abstract parts. I was like, wow.
I know.
Even though I wanted, you know, it had me asking questions at the end. But, I loved that movie. It was a great
movie. It's one person. It's one team's take on things like that. And I know there's a lot of goofy stuff. But it's like, it's funny and there's some amazing music in it. Oh, wow. You know, it's just.
Oh, my God, yes.
So if you can get it, it's I think actually if you have Amazon Prime, it's on sale right now. You can get the movie for $10 and it's yours to keep, sort of thing. So
I was actually going to ask if it was like on Netflix or you know where we can find it.
Yeah, as far as I know, Disney Plus, yeah, too. Yeah. Sorry,
Disney Plus.
Okay.
Yeah. So either way, it's out there now, and yeah, it's definitely worth a watch. I think it's one I'm going to watch a few times.
Yeah.
But and you know, there's a lot of silly stuff, like you know, like how you get your personalities and like that. And I'm like, okay, I don't feel legal.
Yeah.
But anyway, you gotta like, it's adorable and it's really artistically beautiful and talent.
Yeah.
Like everybody's so good in the movie, all the voice actors.
Yeah.
So yeah. Fantastic. Anyway, so Kimberly, did you have a question that you'd like to look at?
I would just like messages from spirit, not really a question.
Okay.
Hey, Kimberly, this is Sue. Hi, sweetie. Have you had something like a change recently? Something changed for the positive for you just recently?
I don't know about a change. I've recently been asked to interview for a specific job that I desire. This is the second interview for a different company. It sparked my day today. So.
Okay. That's possibly what it was, because I saw a big change in the positive.
Okay.
And Grandma is saying, be yourself and be strong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or are you that? Is that okay? Is that
yes,
you, Sue? Or are you? Oh, that was your thing. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
There's a reference to Valentine's Day for some reason, Kimberly. What does that mean?
I don't know. I love Valentine's Day. I love anything romantic.
I know that your energy tends to be very red, a very life force kind of energy.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing a lot of red in this, and the Valentine's Day thing, it's not referring to the Hallmark card holiday, so to speak, but something
okay.
about the, and it's certainly not the dude that was like killing everyone, like the icky, bloodthirsty Valentine guy
yeah.
know of. Yeah, that's not where it's coming from. It's something about the deep romantic energy of Valentine's Day. And I'm hearing the song, My Funny Valentine, and I'm hearing the line, each day is Valentine's Day. So maybe the message is that you need to pull that romance into your life day by day. It's something about maintaining the magic. So they're feeling like there are times when you get your head down and it's almost like you're too serious about everything and you need to get that sort of lovely feeling of romance. And it doesn't have to be like traditional romance. You can have a romantic energy for yourself, like being in love with life sort of thing, if that makes sense. So they send you the message, each day is Valentine's Day, if you should choose that. And I think you deserve a little bit of yummy stuff along with the meat and potatoes of the work you do, if you see what I mean. Like you do work really, really hard, but there's times when you maybe should put on a nice outfit and like have a glass of champagne and just, you know, let yourself feel a little fun, and you know what I mean. And yeah, that's okay. And you don't have to have a partner yet, because I feel like there's a partner down the road for you, but not quite yet. And so if you can get that sense of magic and romance and loving, being in love with life, if you can do that on your own, you can have that with a partner, but it's not like you need a partner to have it. So enjoy that energy. And it's not blood red energy. It's sort of more of a magenta kind of, it's a very beautiful color that I'm picking up around you. So enjoy and celebrate, and each day is Valentine's Day. Jessica, are you getting anything in for Kimberly?
Oh, Jessica just dropped.
Oh, no. Shoot. Oh, well.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's tech stuff. Sorry about that. I tell you what, Kimberly, if we do, she usually calls back. We'll just give her a sec to get back on because, you know, it's too funny. It's like getting jumped off a boat or something. Like, oh, that guy who's water skiing, where'd they go? Oh, no. Oh, Lordy. The tech stuff. And I did have gremlins before. There's Jessica.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't be. It's tech. It's gremlins. Yeah. They've been everywhere, everywhere. No worries. Don't worry.
Hi, Kimberly. This is Jessica. I'm so glad to be back on air. Hey.
It's okay.
Hi. I was just talking with my guides, actually, before I hit the wrong button, and they were assuring me that the job interview you're going to, that looks like an absolute potential.
Okay.
As I was shuffling my cards for you, the one that popped out for you the most from my guides for you is live your bliss. And it says, the emotion of happiness is like a beacon calling you to follow its light. When you get this card, think of the thing. If it feels good, do it. The physical reaction that you have when you do something that makes you happy are like, you know, signposts from your guides pointing you in the right direction, whether you are consciously aware of it or not. There are unique lessons to be learned by following your bliss. Think of the sensations of fulfillment and satisfaction as pearls that are strewn before your soul's journey. They lead you right in the direction that your soul is requiring. Conversely, if something makes you fatigued or bored, that is also a sign that you have ventured onto a path that won't ultimately fulfill your soul's blueprint on Earth. So on Earth, you will be compelled to various interests or desires. This is because you're coming closer to your soul's nature. Following your dreams is also about letting your self-expression and your joy come alive. In doing so, you are in alignment with your personal truth. If this card appears as it did today, it may be time to examine your priorities. Many lessons that you have incarnated to learn deal with knowing yourself well enough to take chances to follow through on what your soul is telling you, even though it may not seem rational or make sense at the time. So I think what this, you know, this beautiful card is telling you, Kimberly, is to always give yourself and your intuition the benefit of the doubt unless it doesn't feel right. So I like that card for you. That was for you. So I hope it makes
sense. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely it did. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Beauty. Alrighty then. I hope that helps, Kimberly. And
it did.
Yeah.
It did.
Okay. Yeah. The thing is, I'm seeing the image from the Wizard of Oz at the end where they say, what have you learned, Dorothy? And if she hasn't found it in her own backyard, she never lost it to begin with. But the Scarecrow goes, why didn't you tell her? And she had to find it out for herself. But the answers are all there waiting for you to just unearth them. They're there. Those answers are there. And I think you're going to be astonished at what you learn when you just go a little deep and ask the questions. And because you're very psychic, as you know, so use those. Use that power to connect to get the answers you're seeking, because they're all there. They're all there. All those answers. You just got to peek.
I just have to tell you. Mm-hmm. And this morning when I was having my meditation, I don't know if you ever heard of Byron Katie.
Yes.
The work.
Lovely.
Anyway, I read her books years ago, but I still remember those questions that you asked. And, you know, when I'm in those times of self-doubt or second-guessing my intuition,
mm-hmm.
This morning the questions came up, is this true? What's the things that you're thinking? Think about what you're thinking. And the question came, is this true? The things that, how do you know they're true? You know?
Wow.
And it aligns with what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because, so.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And it's good to have faith in the fact that you're equipped with everything you need. You really are. So
yeah.
It's usually a matter of simplification and, you know, cutting out the extra voices and, you know, just maybe sometimes you got to shut the door and say, I need this space to figure stuff out so nobody call me for the next, you know, kind of thing. But you've got the answers. Definitely you do.
Yeah.
And absolutely, Kimberly.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Thank you all.
You're very welcome.
Great. You're welcome, honey.
Sending you love and light, Kimberly, and we'll talk
Thanks.
Again soon, I'm sure. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Alrighty. Okay, I guess number two fell off somewhere, so are we on to...
Yeah.
Call
on
three?
To number three. Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Hi, 404. You're on
Hello.
The air. This is Brittany.
Hi. Yes.
Hello. Hi, welcome.
Hello.
Did you want to add anything to the conversation, or did you want to ask a question?
Are you doing questions for readings?
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. Just little mini readings, yep.
I just wanted to know, what did you see career-wise for me?
I don't think I heard that question clearly.
Career-wise.
Yeah. I think our sound is really bad tonight. I'm having trouble hearing people, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I guess gremlin. So, Brittany, I'll go ahead. So it's career-wise. So it's career. So what I'm writing down here, Brittany, is there a fear of moving forward that's holding you back? It's almost like you
try not to.
Yeah. Here goes Yoda saying, you know, there is do or do not, there is no try. But it feels definitely like sort of when you're not in the career situation, so if you're not at work or something, things seem possible. But when you get right up to it, there's some kind of fear that is pushing you back and keeping you from achieving what you want.
Yes.
Is it a feeling of not deserving or not being worthy? What did somebody tell you that you? Mm-hmm.
No, it's not that. It's just trying to make up my mind because I don't like things. I get into stuff and then realize I don't really like them.
Okay, so you're okay with the work you're doing. Just the thing is, make sure make sure you go for what you want. If you're going to put energy into going forward on something, make sure it's what you want and not what you think you should do, if you can understand what I mean about the difference there.
Mm-hmm.
I would go a little, I just sort of do a little self-examination and find out if there's something that you're just not feeling that you could go into, but it's sort of, I don't know, if there's a dream you're not really looking at. I don't know. Sue, Jessica, what's coming in for you guys?
Hi, Lynn. This is Sue. I'm getting the same thing you are.
Yeah?
I'm picking up, Brittany, that you're blocking yourself from moving ahead.
Okay.
I don't know if it's doubt, if it's fear, I don't know. But it's kind of like you've got a wall.
Do you know what exactly it is? I mean, what career field?
No, it's like you've got so much doubt and you're pushing it, you're pushing everything away. It's not open to come through.
Hmm.
I don't know if I'm explaining it correctly or not. But it's like Lynn was saying, you have to find what you absolutely want to do, and you have to go for it, and you have to be completely open. Don't keep spending time at things that might work, maybe, I don't know, blah, blah, you know. Be determined, be open, and go out there and look at what you're interested in, not just something to pass the time, but something that's going to hold your interest, that's going to challenge you, that you're going to enjoy. First and foremost, you have to open yourself up for the possibilities out there.
Okay. Will do.
Okay. Jessica, what are you getting, hon?
Well, when she just came on, I start shuffling immediately to resonate, you know, with her energy. And the a card popped out, but I thought it was my mistake, so I put it back. The same card popped out again, so this is definitely for you. The card that I got is focus on the positive.
Okay.
Everything is – what's that?
I said, okay, I like that.
Yeah, it says – so the card says everything is energy. Life on Earth is full of circumstances that we label as good or bad. When you choose to focus your awareness on any circumstance, you are sending energy to it that will make it stronger. So it only makes sense to give energy to the circumstances that you perceive as positive. If this card appears in your spread as it did today, you may have to take steps to alter your thinking. You may be giving too much energy to a particular situation that is troublesome. Some humans are programmed by nature or by nurture to dwell on the negative instead of the positive. It may take some practice, you know, after to alter your reaction. Every event, every person who comes into your life does have a purpose. It's human nature to categorize everything as beneficial or detrimental instead of just being a lesson. You can train yourself to look at, you know, life events or people objectively and become aware of the reason that they are on your path. What is the lesson? After you come to an understanding of why this event or person has come to you, you can decide the amount of energy you'd like to send it or not. Irrelevant of how you handle the situation, learn to look at the lesson as being beneficial to your growth. If you've learned something from it, and hopefully you have, it's called focusing on the positive. So is that something that you've been doing more lately, or something that you want to be more consciously aware of, Brittany? Is Brittany still there?
Beautiful. Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope that helped, Brittany. I'm sorry this sounds so terrible. I hope you were able to hear all that. But yeah, I think it's like don't feel at all shy about seizing your dreams, right? If there's something that you are holding back on, go for it. Because yeah, you know what they say, there's no time like the present, and if not now, when, right? And you might surprise yourself, I think.
Right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're Thanks welcome. So much for calling in, Brittany, and let us know how it goes, okay?
All right.
Okay. Love and light, dear. Okay. Now we're going to move on. We got a few callers tonight, so I want to make sure we get everyone in. So I guess Constance is our next.
Hey, love and light, sweetheart. You great team.
Hi, Constance. Welcome to the show. And Thank you for your love and light blessing.
Oh, I just loved hearing all of your, you know, just your positive energy about self-healing, because, boy, you know, yes, I'm the COVID survivor.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I spent this week at the University Medical Center, and on Wednesday had giant needles shoved into my spine.
to find out,
you know, why my legs don't want to walk anymore. And so I had my housemate in the room with me, and of course I couldn't see because I was, my back was, it was just in a position that I couldn't see. And thank goodness, because what I felt was out of this world. Now, I'm the former ballerina, and so I use my body as an instrument. And I didn't drink, and I didn't smoke, and I didn't do drugs and all that stuff that you hear about the ballet world is so la la la. Well, yes, some did and some don't. But the ones that did, that was their business. But my business was, you know, just dancing for my lifetime and using my body as my instrument. So when I contracted COVID, but now I'm in my 11th month, and I had a doctor beg me, I mean, seriously, a neurologist beg me, say, would you please go through this test, which was Wednesday. And he said, you know, I'm retiring. And I said, I know, and you've been my doctor for a long time. So, yes, for you only will I do this, because this is pain. It's a lot of pain. It's seriously horrible pain. And it was. And they found out a lot of things that it is all COVID-related with my legs. Then he called yesterday and he said, well, you know, we have this done. I go, well, that's an MRI and that's like going into a coffin. I said, how long is this going to be? 30 minutes. I said, okay, I'll do it. He said, we are finding so much out about COVID. And, you know, and I'm in a big university setting, so, you know, everybody's trying to learn. And if I can speed up the learning process for just one person, then it'll be worth it for my life hurts. And trust me, the last 11 months have been awful in so many ways, as my beautiful guide Lynn knows. And this self-healing this week, it's hard, because the COVID took down four of my main systems, and I had literally, you know, trained my body for 41 years of my life as a ballerina. So all of a sudden, I don't have that ability anymore to say, okay, legs do this. Okay, arms do this. Okay, you know, torso bend, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it's like a stranger in a strange body, for real. And so what I do is I pray a lot. And I watch funny shows, and I have started to write, Lynn. And I've had to also say goodbye to some things that were not positive in my life, and to say, you know what, that isn't worth my breath. And Lynn, you'd probably know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the rest of it is, it's to help me figure out what can be done, because this is like really bad body damage, you know, from COVID. So
mm-hmm.
if they can help me, and even though I have the guts of the world, you know, behind me, that I will prove them wrong. Maybe there is something else out there medically. Not talking about pills. I'm just talking about knowledge, you know,
mm-hmm.
that they're gathering, and that they're gathering so much more than they had a year ago when this started, or more than a year ago. But, you know, I will always wear a mask. I'm not like in a beauty contest anymore. I'm no longer that MGM showgirl. I'm no longer that ballerina on the world stage. I am me. You know, I'm this person that has a lot of memories and funny stories. Yeah, fully on you.
Yeah. No, we hear you.
Yeah.
Someone who
can
totally relate. Yeah, well, it's like Sue, and, you know, Sue can totally relate to you because her journey has been just as scary. And so she's, of all of us, I think she understands what it's like to be having layers and layers of medical challenges.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know both of you. And Jessica, too, except, I don't know, have you been through I don't know, you went through this with Jaden, though, like the horribly layered just one thing after another with Jaden, and he's on
right.
our team, so he's there too, talking
yeah.
about, you know, all these one thing after another, and you mm-hmm. wonder why certain people just have this heaped on them, you know,
right.
But the one
what
thing
I'm
they
like,
haven't, mm-hmm, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just
I
saying
was
that the common
say.
Denominator is that incredible will to live, that spirit, that
oh, yeah.
life force, right? Yeah,
yeah.
Carry on, Jessica.
Yes.
Sorry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, you know, with Jaden, my son, he passed away in 2012. You know, he was born with Down syndrome, and then it was just one thing after another. Trach, G-tube, just multiple surgeries and therapies, you know. And I think one thing that I have learned from him, it teaches us perseverance, personal perseverance as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, it's incredible
yeah.
because he's so right. You know, it taught me perseverance, like, you know, no one's business. I mean, you know, you just keep going. There's just things you got to do, and you just persist, you know.
Yeah.
And that's how he was, too. I mean, it was one thing after another with him. And, you know, it did finally catch up to him. He was ready to go home when he was 10 years old. So, it teaches you persistence, and that's what it taught me. But Jaden also told me that it also taught me when it was time to surrender as well. So there was so much packed in. I mean, so much packed in. That I learned, you know, as a caregiver, as a mommy, you know, just in my own personal journey as well, it's perseverance. But,
yeah.
you know, yeah, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's tough. It's very hard. It's you know, it is
yeah.
challenging.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is the temptation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Well, I had a my oldest brother was named Anton, and his name mm-hmm. in and of itself means angel of God, and he was born with autism spectrum,
mm-hmm.
and in the year that he was born, because I was third in line, they knew nothing about autism, and
yeah.
so it was the wrong time that I I fought for him. I made that mm-hmm. promise, and I stayed with him for 32 years of my life. I
wow.
made sure wherever I was in this United States of America or Europe dancing that I would come home and I would make sure that he was okay. And
yeah.
Then when he did pass over in 2005, he, you know, I said to my mother, who's no longer here, I said, you know, he was here to teach us, not the other way around.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, and I was with him for 32 years. And I can tell you right now that he had it going on. He knew what was going on. And more so than anybody, you know, and he was my oldest brother. And God bless him. I miss my brothers every day of my life, you know. Like I miss
mm-hmm.
my dad who said phooey. But, you know, they introduced me to some pretty wonderful things. Like with me, this week has been particularly hard because of the medical tests. And I'm doing it because I really want to know what I want to be out of the wheelchair, you know, because I can't use the walker, which is so strange for me, having been about, you know, dance balancing so fast across the stage. You know, I my feet were fast. I jumped high. And now it's like, and then now is this. You know, it's like the juxtaposition of what was and what is to me, mind-blowing. And so then I have to think about, okay, God, what is your message to me? You know, could you give me a hint? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, self-healing, yes. I may prove him wrong to a degree. Question that will always remain in my mind is, and it remains to be seen, of course, what is it going to be in, you know, five years down the road, or maybe a decade? You know what I'm saying? Like, I spent all these years leaping, and then all of a sudden I'm laying, you know. So, you know, the self-healing for me is more like spiritual self-healing, because the body is temporarily no-op, parts
mm-hmm.
of it,
yeah.
you know, and the top is really strong, and the bottom is like nothing. I mean,
yeah.
the when I looked at the charts today and saw the waves of the nerves not moving at all, which I could read, and I just was like, well, no wonder, you know. I mean, that this is what's showing. Yeah, that explains a lot. So. They're not giving me pills or anything, but I'll go through the testing to find out how come and why and where is what at this point, because they're finding out so much at COVID that, you know, what is there to do to make it better, you know, if... you know, to help you, you know,
mm-hmm.
I need to kind of go in that mindset, you know, and say my prayers and read my daily missal and, you know, they were looking at my arms, my right arm today. And when they were putting needles in my arm
and my lovely nurses that know me for years, they go, what are all these things on your arm? And I said, they're my rosaries. Do they have rosaries for the wrist now? And so, you know, I said, I'll take them off if you need to, but they didn't. But, you know, it's just one of those things where I feel like you can never give up.
That's true.
You can never give up. And I guess that my lesson is, yes, God has changed the way he's constructed my reality, but I need to learn how to accept that reality. And I haven't quite figured that out yet because this week was just really hard. And there's more tests coming up because they're trying to gather information for everybody out there who has survived COVID. And I had, like, one of the worst cases ever, you know. So they actually want my blood, which I'm going to give them because I can't be vaccinated. And, you know, they're studying a lot of things, and these things will help other people. And if I can help, then by all means, go for it. You know, be blessed. Be blessed with what I've dealt with, and maybe they will find something for me that will help me, you know, along the way. You know, I don't know yet. There's too many unknowns.
Yeah.
So do you have any comments, you great team?
Well, you know, Constance, when you first came on the radio and we picked up your call, I start shuffling right away, and I had gotten this card when you first came on, and the card says, abundance is your right. And I'll read here what it says. While the awareness of your higher self is focused on the physical dimension, it is only natural to believe in the concept of limitation, but your soul is limitless in its ability to give out and receive energy. You just have to accept that you are capable and worthy of that energy. The universe will give you anything that you desire, but it is not a one-way street. It's a loop. The energy of abundance must flow. So as it comes to you, you must be willing to send it out. All you desire can be yours if you accept that this energy does not end with you. It is your right to be the receptacle of boundless love, happiness, health, and prosperity. But you must receive these gifts with the intention of keeping the flow of abundance alive. If your intention is to have abundance stop with you, then you are actually blocking the energy from coming to you in the first place. If you fall into this mindset of limitations, you are saying to the universe that you are not worthy to receive. Nothing is further from the truth. This could be an ego talking. The universe always says yes. It is the ego at times that often says no or I can't. You can be the beneficiary of any and all gifts if you accept that is possible. I don't know. This card really came out significantly for you. So I think it also is indicating kind of what you're going through. Even though you may feel like there's a physical limitation there, you're boundless. Your soul's boundless. And you can be boundless with the energy you receive and send out as well. Oh, I just thought it was a really neat card for you.
Thank you. It is, you know, and then it does give faith to me that, yes, when I'm asked, can we have your blood to study?
Mm-hmm.
And I say, and that comes through an email to me from the university. I say, yes, most definitely. Or when the neurologist says to me, will you do this for me? I know it's going to hurt you, but will you, so that we can figure out, because I'm going to retire in 2 weeks, and I need to know what you stumped me, you know? I mean, I don't get it. And then, you know, they're finding, if this is the key, if these are the keys to help them open up the doors, to help all the others, and there's thousands probably, you know, that nobody knows about, you know, then help them. If I can help, like I said, one person.
That's what you're doing, Constance. That's the thing. Even though it seems like you're looking for, and it's very natural to say, why is this happening to me, right? And sometimes the universe comes back at you and says, why not? But for you to find the mission in this journey is brilliant of you, because you now, like it's what we were talking about, a purpose. A soul's purpose. And again,
absolutely.
If you haven't seen, you have to watch that movie Soul, Constance. I know you've got access to it, so make sure you watch it. It's really, really cool. What I got when you were asking what's going to happen 5-10 years down the road, what came in are a couple of things. One of them was Paul Simon singing, these are the days of miracles and wonders. And I know that song's dated and that line was like, 20 years ago, but the thing is, it's very true that we, for all of the things that we have, modern medicine is also a thing of miracles and wonders. And what came in is Christopher Reeve, who was paralyzed by a fall from a horse.
Oh, I know him. I knew him.
Superman. Yeah. So,
I knew him.
When he was just before he died, and he didn't die from his spinal injury, he had an infection that got out of hand, but he was at the point where he was recovering feeling in his extremities, his feet. He was starting to feel his feet. He was starting to be able to move them. So what he proved to and showed to us and inspired us with was, again, that indomitable will to live, that need to keep going on the journey. And it's as simple as, I want to find out what happens next. I want to carry on and use everything I've been given, right? So one of the things that you're finding, Constance, is you have a brilliant knack for telling funny stories, and you have a rich a rich treasury of stories with your, because as we know, your family was in the Berlin Orchestra Symphony, and all
Berlin
these
Philharmonic,
amazing people. Thank you. I lost the word for a sec. Yeah, so you were surrounded by absolutely brilliant artists, and the stories are fabulous. So I know that you are using the time that you're laid out, or you're laid up, sorry, to write these stories down. And they call, your spirit team calls you the keeper of the flame for a reason, because you're going to keep these stories going. And so being immobile has actually shown you another talent you have to use. So keep in mind that we live in an age of miracles and wonders, and you're not alone. There are a lot of people, COVID long haulers, that are looking for the answers for, as you are. So I'm getting a very warm, embracing feeling that just trust. You've hung in this far. You've got 100% survival so far against all the odds, right? So use this as a gift and trust, trust, trust. Sue, did you have anything to add here or throw in?
No, you guys pretty much covered everything.
All right. But you know what, Constance, we got to try and get the rest of the callers in. But
I want to just say, thank you, ladies. You are just a fabulous team, and I've loved listening to your ideology of self-healing.
You're a living example, Constance, because you have, a lot of people would not have survived what you've survived. Ditto with Sue.
Absolutely.
And I'm pretty sure Jaden had a lot of extra years beyond what he, they may have diagnosed, because he was loved, and love has such a lot to do with it, our essential energy of love. you know, and that's huge.
So, much.
So keep putting, receiving love, keep putting it out there. And so I think I'll be talking to you again on the weekend, Constance, and we'll.
Yeah,
oh, and
exactly.
I have my flashlight on and I am getting activity. So.
Oh, you're getting the bleeps? Are you getting Peter? Yeah, he must be getting Peter.
Well, I think it's a team.
The whole nine yards, the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
Thank
all
you
right,
so much for your guidance. Love and light to you all. And
sending
always be
right
blessed.
Back.
Know that you are special, special ones. You are just so special. Thank you.
Thank
and
you,
so
my love.
So are you.
Thank you.
Bless you, dear soul. Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Bless you, sweethearts.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, so we're going to move on. I think, who's next, Sue? You're,
is it 614.
Okay, that's another Jessica. Hi, Jessica. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show. How come you're on the air? Hello.
Thank you. Thank you for remembering my name.
Well, I think that's the magic
love.
Of Sue. She's so organized, it blows me away.
Wow. Well, thank you, ladies. You're amazing. You're just beautiful. I just love listening to you all. I love the self-healing and everything that you share before, you know, the readings. And, I'm just so glad to, you know, be a part of your tribe and, continue to support and, you know, send lots of love and gratitude to you. And, so I thought I'd call in and see if, because I told you I've been through a journey, like a big change at the moment. And finally, I'm going on an adventure. So, it's very exciting. There was a little bit of, you know, fear, but I'm just so excited that I'm going on the road. I just really become a little bit of anything to say to me today.
Yeah. I didn't hear the question. I'm so sorry.
I didn't either. If you could just repeat it, please.
Yeah, if I understood her correctly, she's finally getting to go on a little vacation. She's going on a trip.
Oh,
and
cool.
was asking about that.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that what it was, Jessica?
Yeah, that's right. Well, actually, I'm moving to the States, and I've been
told moving.
By the
okay.
spirit. I'm moving. Yeah, moving, but I had no idea how and where and when, but finally they told me. So I'm actually going to be on the road. So I'm driving, and just really take one step at a time and really trust and surrender, I guess.
Awesome. Awesome.
Well, shall I read a plant symbol that's come in for you?
Absolutely.
Sure.
As soon as you came on, Jessica, I got the orange hawkweed. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but I saw it very, very clearly in my mind's eye. So I looked it up, and you can look. It's hawkweed, as in H-A-W-K weed, and it's a wonderful plant. It's really pretty. So orange hawkweed helps to strengthen self-esteem, a sense of self-being, and it builds a healthy third chakra. So orange hawkweed suggests you throw off anything that is not of the self. You stop things settling into a system so you can use it. Like a rut, the orange hawkweed keeps things from becoming a rut for you. And it's a protection against psychic pollution or the effects of shattering experiences. It clears and recharges the system, so it's an ideal choice when you're really stuck with life or feeling low or run down. It creates more inner space and brings an expansion of consciousness. So you can look up the orange hawkweed, and you just write in spiritual meaning of the orange hawkweed. And I love the orange color that has such a life force behind it, Jessica, that I feel like this big, I almost feel like, are you familiar with Winnie the Pooh books? Have you read the Pooh books?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I did, yeah.
There's something very magical about the journey you're going to take. It feels like an adventure in the 100-acre woods, something very charming.
Oh.
And whimsical and imaginative. It's something, I'm just loving it. It's like, it's just charming. So I think, you know, you look out for the magic along the way, I feel like, and the orange hawkweed helps you to strengthen that energy that says, yes, I'm open and I'm receiving to all these experiences. Yeah, there's a beautiful orange energy to this whole venture. And I put it over to Sue and Jessica now and see what comes in for them.
That's beautiful. Oh, so wonderful.
Hi.
Thanks so much, Lynn.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty.
Hi, Jessica.
Pretty flower.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're just mumbling.
Hi, Jessica.
Go on.
Okay. Hi, Jessica. This is Jessica. The card
Yay.
That... The card that popped out for you as I was shuffling the deck when you came on is the card. It says, appreciate your talents. And I'm not really sure what your talents are, but they sure wanted you to have this card. It says, the body
wow.
that your higher self and your guides have selected for you to inhabit in this dimension was born with a predisposition for certain skills. If your spiritual blueprint is best served by the life of a musician as opposed to that of a mathematician, then an embryo with that genetic disposition will be chosen. This card has came to you because your guides want you to acknowledge your special abilities and nurture them. When someone you admire appears to be more capable in a certain field, you may feel envious, but to be envious of another's skills set is disregarding your own. Your human gifts were chosen for you for a reason. They are a signpost to you on your own path. Acknowledge them. Please cherish them and follow them to wherever they may lead. Share them with the world so others will recognize those same qualities within themselves. So this card has me very curious to ask you what sort of talents you have.
Well, oh, that's wonderful. Thanks, Jess. But I would like to share, I think in April was the last time I called in. And mm-hmm. I don't know, why does it seem so far away? I thought I'd talk to you after that. But anyway, I always like wrote some notes after the show. But yeah, the last time I spoke, Lynn said that once I start to learn about my own ability, it's like I will blow my mind with that. It's like it's been lying dormant for a while, and these gifts, it's like screaming, say, hey, let us out. And
yeah,
I think out. Yeah, I don't know if Lynn will remember that, but. What happened was I work with body work, so I do work with healing, you know, energy and all that. And
okay.
Yes, and I connect with flower energies, and so I channel
wow.
them in, and so it's like a massage.
Oh, that's amazing.
But like more
wow.
intuitive massage. And I think after the reading, I was, oh, what gifts do I have? But I didn't know. And then I don't know, I just put my hands on a client one day, and I just pressed some points on her stomach, and the pain was gone afterwards, and she got so shocked. She said, first of all, no one knew about her pain in that lower abdominal. And she goes, I just pressed straight on it. How did I know? I'm like, I don't know. I was just following the energy. And then the next minute or two, it's gone. And she was so shocked. And then it started happening. I just put my hands on people, and the pain's gone. And the even wow. emotion gone. And yeah.
Wow,
so, I mean,
that
it sounds like
beautiful.
Writing, but I know, but I'm not sure if that's the gift that they're talking about. But yeah, I'm blowing my own mind with that. I'm like, oh my God, is this, like, I can actually do this?
Yes. Isn't it amazing? It's just so amazing. And I think their message to you is to absolutely nurture that. And yeah, wow, that's beautiful, Jessica.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you.
Thank you.
Really?
You're welcome.
Sue.
Hi, Jessica. This is Sue.
Hi,
sweetie. I do have a message for you, but first I want to let you know I do kind of work also. And I want you to remember when you're doing your healing work, when you're done, please make sure and cleanse yourself of all that energy from your client so you don't hold on to it.
Yeah, so I have a protocol. I don't know who told me, but I kind of find it resonating with me. So I, when I wash my hands, so I always wash my hands after, you know, the massage or the body work. And while washing my hands, I would imagine like a waterfall from the, you know, the white light waterfall showering me, and I normally could see like a color, like a, you know, muddy color running through me, like all these heavy energy that just run through. And then when finished, it's like nice and clear water, you know. Let's just like you're spraying something that's very dusty and muddy, and then once it's all nice and clean, it's just
through water. Wonderful.
Is that something you do, or what's your
I will start like at the base of my neck, at the top of my shoulder. I'll take my left hand all the way down my right arm and picture pulling off like cobwebs and throwing them away. And then I do it on both sides. And then I'll just do my whole body, and I'll picture like cobwebs, and I throw them away and I release that energy. But the water is fabulous because water is purifying. So
I find the water resonates.
Yeah, whatever speaks to you is the correct thing for you.
Perfect. Thank you. Yeah, because I do have many spiritual friends, and they say, I hope you don't just absorb all these, heavy energy and, like, emotion and stuff. And I'm like, I don't think so, because I don't feel like, how do we know that we absorb people's stuff?
Yeah, if you do your ritual so that releases all that energy, that's fabulous, absolutely fabulous. Right.
Yeah, I'm just asking, like, how do we know if we carrying people's stuff and not releasing it?
You'll feel it. You'll feel heavy.
Okay.
You'll feel heavy. You'll feel sluggish. You might get irritable, anxious or depressed. Any emotion that is different out of the normal for you, that could be someone's energy that you held on to. If all of a sudden you're carrying pains that you never had before or a heaviness that you never had before, then do a cleansing.
Okay. Yep, that makes sense.
Yeah, just pay real close attention to any difference in your energy after a session.
Yeah,
and it can even be, you know, a day or two. It could be a week, and all of a sudden you just notice that you're feeling funky. Then do a cleansing.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, cool.
When you started talking, I kept seeing a rainbow.
Oh.
So I looked up the meaning of the rainbow. And it says the rainbow can express various positive emotions such as happiness, feeling of togetherness, hope, good fortune, and my screen just flipped. thankfulness and solidarity. So this is all absolutely perfect for you. It's all going to work out so well, and it's going to be everything you hope it will be.
Wow. Wonderful. Wow.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
I just want
You're
to recommend
welcome, sweetheart.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to say best of luck.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mean to cut in. I feel so silly.
No.
Okay, I just wanted to recommend somebody to you, Jessica, to look up. If you are you on Facebook at all?
Yes, I am.
Okay, look up Trilby Johnson. I'm not sure why, but I feel like her energy will resonate with your energy. She's like a life coach, teacher type person, but she's quite brilliant. She's a very different individual, and you cannot talk to this person without coming away feeling energized and optimistic. She's just a brilliant lady. Her name's Trilby Johnson, and just find her on Facebook, and I think she might be an inspiration to you. I don't know why, but that's coming through to suggest to you.
Oh, okay.
So, alrighty.
Trilby? How do you spell her first name?
Trilby, T-R-I-L-B-Y, and it's Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. I think she's in New Zealand, but she bops around like she's quite the traveler. So God knows where she is right now. She could be anywhere, but she's a wonderful soul. You know how some people, they just stand out as these amazing beings that they just drop light on you wherever they go. And she's one of them. She's just a brilliant lady.
Oh,
so anyway, yeah.
Well, I feel like that's what I'm doing too. Like wherever I go, I actually spread the light. And I feel like that's my mission. Like when Jessica said that whatever my gift I need to share with the world. And so I feel like this adventure that I got told to go on, this is like my missionary, you know, like administrate too. what's the word?
Yeah, no, like, that's beautiful. I wonder if you and Trilby are from the same soul group, because both your energies feel very similar to me, and it's a good thing. She's wonderful. So,
wow! Thank you for sharing.
My pleasure, and that's just wonderful. Well, Jessica, as I say, I think we said, you know, if you ever want to try your stuff out, come on as a guest on the show, okay? Whenever you feel comfortable.
Oh, yes, you did mention that. And I'm like, oh, that would be great. But, oh, I'm not there yet. I mean,
no, you don't have to be.
yep. Oh, okay.
You'll know when you're ready. Just as Sue said, you know, you can feel those different things, you know. And one day you'll go, hey, I think I'll give this a go. And you can try and do a test drive of your abilities right here. Because, you know, we're open to, you know, help. We always want to help people sort of get further with their abilities, and I know that was one of Ryan's missions too. That's how we got Jessica on the team. Ryan brought this person came in, and he's like, I want her to be on the radio, and here she is. It's fabulous.
Yep.
So, no, it was beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah, he was all excited about, you know, and he brought other people in. He was all excited. They're going to be so good. He just wanted everyone to use their gifts. He said, don't call them gifts, but poo on you, Ryan. I'll call them gifts. I'm having a heck of a lot of activity with my little flashlight while we're on with you, Jessica. So I think you've got a strong, strong energy in this spirit team. So just get yourself a flashlight and try it. It's nothing. There's no trick to it. You just put it on and they'll flicker it for you, you know. Just a little old hardware store flashlight. Yep. So give it a go. it works.
Well, the world really needs you beautiful souls, ladies. You know, you hold a space and you guide and you, you know, lead us the way, and you just give us opportunity to grow. And, yeah, I'm just so grateful I found you all.
It's no accident, you know. There are no accidents. You were meant to, we're all meant to connect. So keep
Absolutely.
In touch, would you?
Yeah.
Yep. Let us know how it's going and call back whenever you feel like it, and we'll talk to you whenever. Thank you so much, Jessica.
Yes.
Sending you so much love and a big hug.
So much love and gratitude to you all, ladies. I just, so grateful and so blessed.
God bless you right back. Okay. Bye-bye, hon.
Thank you.
All right. So, is it our Skype caller? A whole bunch of 11?
Yeah.
All righty. Hi there. You're on the air.
Hello.
Get you? Hi. Sorry. We've got some good sound stuff going on. Who are you? What is your name, please?
Hello, ladies.
Hi.
My name's Melissa. I'm calling from Arizona.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, did you...
Good afternoon.
Could I just get your name again? I'm so sorry. Liz?
Yes, ma'am. Lisa from Arizona.
Lisa.
Lisa.
My apologies. We have the worst sound tonight, Lisa. I'm so sorry. It's just a tech thing. So did you have a question that you'd like us to look at tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I am. It's a little bit kind of like, a little bit shock. Not bad shock, but like surprise.
Uh-huh.
I met somebody who was very nice gentleman. We had conversation. He was helping me a lot. I didn't ask for it. He bought me like food, drinks, and looking out, concerned if I didn't eat. And then suddenly, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure if he backstabbed me, like at the end, like this few days ago. Like I'm not sure if he said something bad to my superior. I didn't ask for attention. He came to me, and then I'm not there right now. Not till another week. And I don't know. I hope I'm not hallucinating, but I in my stomach, like I feel this energy. And I'm trying to identify where the energy is coming from, because I'm not thinking about him, but I keep getting my intuition. I could be wrong. I just need confirmation on all this. And I'm not sure this energy is coming from him, like if he's sending me energy, or he regrets what he did, or there's a misunderstanding, or maybe he didn't do that. I'm just overreacting. And in God's way, I kind of need clarification, because it makes me feel awful.
Okay.
Hi, Lisa. This is
cool
for you.
Yeah, okay.
I am very, very blunt. I say things the way that I see them. So I hope that I don't offend you. This guy is crud. He is not a nice person. He is a person that wants to have complete control. He is a user. He will do something to help you out so he can hold it over your head. He's not a good guy, and I would say run as fast and as far away from him as possible. Do not give any of your energy to him whatsoever. Just, he doesn't exist anymore. Just goodbye. You're gone. You're done. Like in The Wizard of Oz, be gone with you. He's gone. Don't even, He's garbage. So
okay.
You need to stay strong. Protect your energy field and your space. But yeah, honey, he's not good news. Not good news at all.
Okay.
But okay. Well, I'm gonna pass you over to Lynn and Jessica.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry, do you have a radio or a TV on, Lisa? We're getting a kind of a strange background sound.
I'm sorry. It was a
do you guys
radio.
Hear it?
I'll lower it down. I lower it down.
Oh, thank you. Sorry. It's a little bit, yeah. So we all had the same kind of reaction, what Sue said. You know, I would be... See, you were talking about your gut feeling, you know, and that's your... you know, your spider senses are tingling for a reason. And you're picking up, you know, it's the instructions from your source self, your sacred self, warning you. And very often because immediately you went, I could be wrong. But that's where the doubt kicks in and blocks you a little bit, because when you get such a clear sign, pay attention to it. Because your gut is not wrong. That instinct is not wrong. That self, it's preserving you. It's protecting you. So do listen to that, you know. And not only that, you're probably doubtful because this guy seems like such a nice person. He's feeding you. He's doing things. But there's a creepy, as Sue said, there's a creepy sort of energy to the giving. It isn't given with unconditional love. It's given for there's the word narcissist comes in. I'm sorry, and there's something about this guy. It's like there's a control issue that he needs to sort of. It's almost like he's sort of testing you out. So I would give him a really wide berth. Avoid him. Don't even let him. Don't even rent him space in your head. He's not a good guy. No matter how he pretends otherwise. Jessica, what are you getting, huh?
Wow.
Well, hi, Lisa, this is Jessica. I didn't even shuffle a card for you. I was just talking to my guides. And they're actually giving me the same answer that, you know, he agrees basically with Sue and with Lynn, which I feel myself, that this guy's probably not at all the best for you, and that you would probably just do better to avoid him altogether.
Sorry,
that was the message I got for you. Yeah, loud and clear.
Yeah. Better to receive the message, though, and because, you know, those doubts, you already heard. You know, you already heard that guidance. You know the doubts there, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Better to heed it, and you know, better be sort of keep yourself safe, and because once you get tangled up with people like that, it's like a spider web. You can't. It's hard to extract yourself, and it is basically because there's a control issue in there, right? So they don't like to lose their. Oh, I don't know what to call them, victims or something like that. You know, they don't like to lose those over whom they have control. It makes them angry. So it's a lot messier to get involved with these people, you know. Sorry, hon. Yeah, go ahead.
Was the intention to destroy me?
It's actually not personal with narcissists. It's more that mm-hmm. they like to collect, I can't think of the word when, you know, sort of, and I don't want to use the word victims because that has a connotation
supply.
Of helplessness.
Supply.
Yeah.
They like to gather a type of supply from using people or, yeah.
Yeah. And they can be like emotional vampires, right? So, mm-hmm. you know, they feed off that feeling of having control over others. It's really not personal. It's if it ain't you, it's somebody else kind of thing. And so it depends on, you know, they really need your cooperation and permission to exert that control. It's hard because you might feel like you're being rude or something like that. But you know what? As Ryan would say, what other people think of me is none of my business. And yeah,
right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
So,
it's awful.
Sorry. We got to give you what comes in, and I think we all kind of felt it. Like when I wrote down,
yeah.
I actually wrote down, uh-oh, when you started talking. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You know, I literally wrote that out. Uh-oh. So, you know, I don't know. It's sort of, yeah, well, you hear it from us, you hear it from yourself too. So anyway, but then from there on, do what you feel is right, you know. Just be very careful.
Yeah.
You could educate yourself on narcissistic behavior and stuff like that. They do seem to be like they're almost too good to be true at first, because they're anticipating your needs, giving you what you need, making it feel, it feels like love, if you don't know the subtext of it all, you know. So
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
No,
oh,
you're yeah. Just pay attention to your inner guidance, and you know you won't be wrong. And if you feel like I could be wrong, don't doubt yourself, because doubt is like poison, and you just don't want to be drinking it, you know. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, Lisa. I hope we could. Yeah. I wish we could have given you better news, but
yeah.
this is what came through. So, yeah.
Well, ladies, I really appreciate that, and. This is confirmation that he did backstab me.
Yeah. Keep an eye on
yeah.
the guy. Yeah. Yeah. If you don't even trust him now, it's going to just get worse. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry, go ahead.
Sorry. So he did backstab me with the boss.
I'm getting a confirmation that is you're correct in what you're assuming, but I'm also getting the feeling that you need to, if you're feeling that he's doing some harm behind your back, document it. Make sure you're taking notes, because you'll be glad you did afterwards if you have to take any kind of action. Yeah, it just feels icky. I'm sorry, that sounds so simplistic and everything, but it feels icky. That guy feels icky. So I feel like he would go and backstab. All the things you're suspecting, pay attention to those. And, you know, but be careful, because when you confront people of that kind of energy, they can get very, very angry. So be careful. Make sure you've got documents of everything if you need to. Video tape things if you have to. You know, if you have to take this to HR. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you have to confront them, make sure there are other people around, you know, kind of as witnesses.
Yeah, good point. Safety first, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay,
bullies tend to only show their colors when there's no one around to report. But you know what? Trust your inner guidance. You know, you know, we all have that thing where we know inside. So keep following that. And please, Lisa, let us know how it goes, okay? Call us back and keep us posted, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
Very much. I love you, and sending love and light to you, and be strong. Be strong. You're worth, don't hold out for someone who's worthy, okay? You deserve so much better than this guy. Ugh. You can get your own chocolate bars and stuff like that. And, you know, so anyway, not a worry, hon. Keep going. Stay strong and be brave and wait for the signs.
Thank you
okay?
for all that. That's very nice.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye, Lisa. Okay. Let's see. What time are we at here? I can't find my clock. What time are we at, guys?
We got about 15 minutes on the clock.
Okay. We've got okay, let's see if we can get the last couple of calls in. Rose Maria, hi, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, good, how are you doing?
A lot better now.
Oh, that's great to hear. Good, you sound very bright. That's wonderful.
How are you guys?
We're good, we're good. We're chugging along here. So did you want to, we sort of have to nip along so we can get our callers in, but what did you have a question we can look at for you tonight?
Sure. I was getting started with the proposal thing tonight and thinking about it, and I got a hold of his cousin, a friend of mine's cousin today, so he's, mm-hmm. like, was excited to hear from me today. So,
right.
like, I was trying to get ready. I might possibly be traveling alone home, so
mm-hmm.
I was ready for him to come and get me. He was calling me when you get to the airport, I'll come and get you the same day. I'm like, yeah, okay. I was like, I have to let you know ahead of time. And then he said, I know a friend that can house you and you can work there and if you decide to stay. I'm like, was that him doing it, letting the cousin know what to tell me? Because he's not talking to me.
This is a boyfriend? Like a romantic interest?
An interest. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And opening
but not,
business
you
with.
Haven't you haven't quite made it into a relationship yet.
Right.
Okay. So you're getting kind of a you're feeling like he's is it the cousin that's telling him what to say? Is that what I'm sorry, I'm a little lost here.
Yeah, I'm lost
with
too.
Him. With him, he kind of, sort of. It's like he doesn't want to tell me in front of my face. He does it behind me. If that makes sense. I have no idea why he does that.
So he won't speak directly to you.
Right.
Is it? Do you think he's shy about telling you his feelings, or is he just a goof?
I don't think he's shy. He could be, but he's doesn't want to make commitment. He's afraid of it. So I guess he's sometimes a goof and sometimes I guess he's shy.
Yeah, well, I'm getting the feeling here that, you know, actually the image there, I mean, I get a lot of metaphors and stuff like that. The image I'm getting here is of a jawbreaker candy. I don't know if you remember those things. They were like these hard balls of sugar that you just, they took forever to break down. And they're not the most pleasant thing to have to, I mean, I guess if you like them, but they're very, very difficult to chew on. They take forever. And it's feeling like it depends how much you're willing to chew through, so to speak. Because this sense of hammering at a door that isn't going to open is kind of how much you're willing to tolerate. He isn't likely to change. Now, I'm going to put this to Sue and Jessica. Do you guys feel that way? It's going to be like pulling teeth to get this guy to, you know, get a stubborn feeling.
Yeah. Oh, that's the feeling I got, stubborn.
Yeah.
No, I was hearing proceed with caution and tread lightly.
Yeah, I know everything about what's behind the scenes. It's basically they hurt him, they hurt me, they vice versa. He's kind of being stubborn. So I guess the friend is him, I guess. I'll be back in the house.
Yeah. Oh, my. Yeah. Yeah, it feels like such a, almost like a state, like what are those things, like a Mexican standoff? I don't mean to be racist, I'm sorry. But those things where like everyone's got their guns drawn and,
Yeah.
I think that, I know that's an unfortunate name, but it's like, you know, nobody can back down, nobody can move forward. And it feels like stalemate, you know, like nobody's able to make a move here. Somebody's going to have to pull back or make the first move or something. It's like, Yeah, I'm not laughing. Sorry. It's just very, very the stubborn energy I'm feeling is like almost two rams locking horns. Or you know how deer will get into that thing where their antlers are locked and they're like, it's just the endless. Boy, that's going to drain your energy something fierce. You know, it's better to use the energy for positive stuff. I will ask again, Sue and Jessica, do you get the feeling, too, that pulling away is going to, like, I think the more you push, the more he's going to push back. And if you pull away, the chances are he might actually break, that stalemate might be broken. Do you guys feel that? You know, it's a matter
totally
of pulling
away.
Yeah, pulling your energy back from it.
Yeah.
Kind
of important. I have. Yeah, that's why I called his cousin directly. It's between me and him for him to come and get me and all that stuff. So he knows all about it. I don't know why he said his friends has plenty of room. And if you want to work, if you want to stay, you can work there too. I'm like, okay, is that him? Is that the friend? He's like, all right. So I don't know why he's... So it's basically him, the friend is where I'm basically staying.
To use that as a starting point from to get off that highway, you know, kind of thing. It's not gonna. It doesn't feel like it's gonna change or get better. It feels like it's an endless stubborn. It's an awful feeling. It's like everything's turning to stone energetically with you guys. So I would pull my energy right out of it. Let him be the turkey if he wants to be. If he's going to be like that, then, you know, I wouldn't even connect with him. It's like almost like cord cutting. There's like an energetic entanglement here that is not good for you. It's not healthy. Sue and Jessica, sorry, why don't you guys weigh in? Because we're almost at the end of the show. We want to make sure we get this in. So.
Well, yeah, I completely agree. I felt the same. And I love the metaphor, Lynn, cutting of cords. What she means by that is the energetic cords that people have towards us or we have towards them or, you know, vice versa. It could even be an entanglement of meeting in the middle. But with this, it just doesn't feel healthy at all. And the best advice I could give, and that I feel very strong in the spirit saying, is just pull yourself back from it, cut it off, set boundaries. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. So it's actually him then doing it. He's behind it, and he's the friend that I'm going to. All right, cool. Yeah, I did pull away from him, so he knows. Yeah, the cousin warned me to come in not pissed off, come in happy.
Yeah.
So, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
He deserves better.
Yeah.
He needs to gain.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah. Go ahead, Lynn. I think we're both wanting to say the same thing. Go ahead,
Lynn.
Oh,
no, you say stuff, too, because, like, you know, the more we say it,
right.
We'll encourage you.
It's validating. That's what I wanted to say to our caller tonight. You know, a lot of them that do call in, they have this feeling. And we've talked about it a lot tonight, but yeah, always go with that. You know, like you said, you knew it. Yeah, the answers are endless. They lie within us. Absolutely.
Yeah, the reason is because that's my house too. So it's split. Yep.
Yeah.
In my business.
It's sticky. Okay. Yeah. Well, you've got to stand your... Yeah, I feel like you're a person who will stand her ground. But, you know, if people are messing... You know, I feel like there's a lot of nonsense attached to this. And time-wasting nonsense, you know, it's... you deserve better. You need to make sure that you receive better, you know? It's... Some people, you know, they're like, you get entangled and it's like hard to get untangled and really find your best life and live it. And don't let any jerks in there. Make sure you don't become a goof magnet. And that's very important.
Very true.
Cool. Yeah. Dropped off to assholes anyway, so.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you know, it's often what happens is even though we know what the truth is, we don't want it to be that way, so we do a little denial thing. But, you know, it just doesn't make it go away. It just makes it go underground sort of thing. So might as well rip up the foundation and start fresh because I think really, Rosemaria, when you put your energy for yourself, you're going to rock things. You're going to make things really work for you. So you deserve it. You really do. You're better than what he's offering or not offering or whatever the heck. Let him sort that stuff out on his own. You know, I can hear Sylvia Brown in my head, right? I think Sue. She's like, yeah. No nonsense here. No nonsense. Yeah, she's very cool. Yeah. So, anyway, you heard it here. I hope it's helpful for you, Rosemaria. Holy cow.
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
Yeah. You're very welcome.
Okay, honey.
Yeah. Right, I hope the next one is more worthy of you because you deserve better. You really do. Okay. All right, hon. Thank you. And, okay, so we're at the end of the show. So we're going to go around the table. And Sue Fields-Dalamonte, what do you do? How do you do it? And how can people find you?
I am Sue Fields-Dalamonte. You can find me on Facebook, on my page, or on the Sacred Embers group. I am a psychic medium. I do natural energy healing. I communicate with animals, work some in herbals. I am an ordained minister.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't know what else.
Oh, you're just a wonderful bundle of various talents. And I think you're actually getting really good at the herbal medicine thing. Like, it's really cool watching you. Jessica.
Thank you.
Jessica Marie. Oh, you're very welcome. I mean it from the heart. Jessica Marie Tatro and Jaden. Jessica,
hi.
A little about yourself and how can people find you?
My name is Jessica Baumeister. You can find me on Facebook, in the Sacred Embers group, or in our other private group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. And I am a psychic empathic healer. And you can also find me on the Sacred Embers website as well.
Oh, right. Are you Baumeister? Which name are you using?
Jessica Marie Tatro.
Oh, okay. You said Baumeister.
Oh, I did. Oh, that was my fault.
Oh, it's okay. I was just wondering if you, it doesn't matter. Freudian slip. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Okay. Okay. I'm Lynn Bleasdale, and I am a psychic intuitive, and I work as a medium. I get images, writing, a sound, and I have a little light that I work with. Anyway, you can find me on Facebook and also our Sacred Embers website, which is sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. Wow. That show just was an amazing energy, that show.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yes,
thank you guys so
absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, and thanks to our callers, the people that call in.
Mm-hmm.
We really, amazing. So I guess all we can do right now is say we'll be back next week with a new topic. And I think I'm just going to give it to Louie to sing us off. And love and light to all of you. Thanks. Oh, the light is flashing like crazy here. I think that might be Jaden. It's probably Jaden. But it's Jaden.
Yeah. Yeah. Red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.